Welcome back, everybody. I'm CJ Liu, and you're listening to Fired Up with CJ on the Transformation Talk Radio Network. And we are learning a ton about bamboo. I never knew there was so much to talk about with bamboo. And I'm here with Jackie Henricher, who's the CEO of Bushu. And we were talking about how bamboo is just so great for the environment, how it offers some huge economic development opportunities for the country and to build a green economy. And welcome back, Jackie.
Thank you very much, CJ.
I'm just so enthralled. My mind is working at 1,000 miles per hour going, what are we going to do to get bamboo all over the place? Is this what every day is like for you?
Well, running a company has its challenges, but there is some great excitement around this and some serious interest on the corporate level, so it's great.
Yeah. So tell me, is the government doing anything? Do they care? Is it mostly a business thing? Do environmental folks come to you and ask you, who are you working with?
Well, that's a great question. And I don't think not clear about government. I've mostly, as a corporation, we've worked with local, on the ground state officials, economic development folks within individual states. So from the state level, there's lots of participation. We have had conversations with several of the non-governmental organizations looking at how this will impact me. Just working with corporations to try to help them come back to the U.S. utilizing this as their opportunity.
Are you still there? Hello?
Yes.
Okay. Something happened technically, and I had no idea what you just did in the last 3 minutes, what you said. However, I think what you're saying, because I heard bits and pieces of it, because we were having technical difficulties, were that you were working with non-government agencies as well as corporations in developing your product. Is that in developing your mission? Is that right?
Correct. Yes.
Okay. Hey, that's like risk listening. I heard every other word, I think, of what you said.
Hopefully it wasn't on my end.
No problem. So what are some of the other what are some other things that we can look forward to in terms of bamboo? What's the latest and greatest?
Well, I think, from our perspective, the latest and greatest will be to watch these plants grow up into, forests here, right here in the United States, so that we can be creating our own products and see a lot more of those made in the USA type products that are actually truly sustainable. I mean, cradle to cradle, not being brought from halfway around the world.
And here's the thing about bamboo. You keep on mentioning the southern states, and I have bamboo here in the Pacific Northwest. Is the kind of environment that we need in order to, plant mozo? I hope I'm pronouncing it right. Mozo,
mm-hmm.
That gigantic bamboo species. Can that only be grown in the south? I mean, what are the environmental conditions that are needed, and what are the kind of regions that are most targeted for building these foresting areas?
Well, that's just one of the many exciting bamboos that can be utilized. I mean, we could be doing a similar thing in the Pacific Northwest. It just so happens that we mozo just the heat, the humidity, the time of year of the rainfall, the amount of rainfall makes it a perfect introduction site. And the southern states themselves have some economic challenges as well as having a pretty good pulp infrastructure. So it's really a place where we started to look at, where this could start. But there are other colder, hardier species that are quite large that could be utilized in other parts of the United States. So it's not just limited to the southern states at all.
Okay, but that was your focus, which is like this is kind of a no-brainer because there's a clear economic opportunity for them to take advantage of. Okay,
yeah.
Got it. And what's the reaction? I mean, so you've talked to the southern states, you've talked to the government. So are they, and I read one article on your website where it seemed like, well, it takes so long to grow. I mean, I wasn't sure what they meant by that, but I mean, what are the challenges with trying to get some of the southern states to build forests?
Well, I think the challenge really is to be able to have somebody that can utilize the pulp, because really, I mean, if you're talking to a landowner, their question is always going to be, who's going to buy it and what will they pay me? State economic development folks are extremely excited, but again, this has to be driven down from the end user so that it's successful, because you really need someone that's going to take the product. So what Bouchut has done is gone to, you know, Fortune 50 companies to see if there's a good fit. And we've been able to find companies that are very interested, and that allows, you know, state officials to be more energized with incentives, and that allows landowners to be excited about the fact that there's a taker, and pulp mills excited about the fact that then once the pulp is made, there's an end user. So it's really had to be driven from the top down.
Interesting, yeah. So that's why you're doing a ton of business development, because you need to have an imminent buyer that will actually substantiate, yes, I'm going to buy a bunch, and it has to be someone who's building a lot, you know, using a lot of paper, like a warehouser or something, to a company of that size.
Exactly, yeah. And, I mean, once you see that, though, I think, again, what will radiate off that are a lot of really great industries around, above and beyond the pulp and paper arena. But I think we had to start in a place where there was a little bit of a plug-and-play opportunity.
Right. And because in the southern states, I guess, still has a lot of the infrastructures because of cotton. I mean, so is there still a lot of cotton being grown down south?
Well, cotton's a different kind of infrastructure than the pulping paper process.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I keep on thinking of the South as just growing cotton. I don't know.
And to answer your question, there is still a lot of cotton grown in the southern states. Yes.
Okay, got it. But that's why the southern, because they actually, there's a lot of pulping, irrespective of the pulp, whether it's the trees, softwoods that you said that are down there, or the cotton, they're set up perfectly. So that was the first target area that you looked at.
Exactly.
Got
that's
it.
Exactly right. From a business perspective, that was the target.
Yeah. Yeah, makes sense. Well, thank you so much. This is so fascinating. And thank you for doing, I mean, thank you for your product. It really is. Give yourself a pat on the back. I mean, what an incredible product that you're able to, solve an imminent crisis that we have in the supply of bamboo, and then also create economic opportunities for the U.S. I mean, I think it's brilliant. So thank you.
Well, thank you for having me. I'm honored to be able to tell the story, CJ. Thank you so much.
Now, folks, remember, if you want to hear shows like this one, make sure to friend us on the Fired Up with CJ page on Facebook. Thank you, Brian, at WBLQ. And this is the month in which we honor Earth. It's Earth Day by having a whole month of environmental shows. And next week, we're going to be talking about local governments and what they're doing with respect to sustainability. So tune in next week and have a great weekend. See you next Thursday.
You've been listening to Fire It Up with CJ. Tune in each week on Transformation Talk Radio at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time for more of Fire It Up with CJ. It takes just one spark to ignite a fire. For dates and showtimes, visit www.fireitupwithcj.com or www.transformationtalkradio.com.